It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin continues his conversation with Todd Johnson, Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky, about a few of the issues coming up in the discussion as Lexington considers an update to the city's five-year comprehensive plan.
In 2006, Lexington entered into the consent decree with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, that we're all pretty familiar with now. And that was to repair what was a dilapidated, overstressed storm and sanitary sewer system. One outcome is the establishment of what's called CAP, or Capacity Assurance Program. How is this impacting the building industry?
The Capacity Assurance Program is something we worked on very closely for months and months. And so far, it hadn't been a problem. And probably the main reason it hadn't been a problem in putting pipes in the ground and building new commercial and infrastructure for residential housing is because Charlie Martin and his guys, the government, LFUCG, has done a great job in keeping up with what their requirements are for EPA. I know we've all seen the big tanks going up for the offline storage and things like that, and they've done a great job of staying on schedule to get those things in place.
We're having to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get this fixed, but do you think on the other end of it, it makes Lexington a more attractive place?
I think overall it is something that makes Lexington better. It forced, like you said, it forced the issue for us to get into compliance and get that deferred maintenance taken care of. I mean, it's costing all of us. Our sewer bills have gone up. They're probably going to go up a couple more times before this is over. But that's, you know, you kick the can down the road so far, every once you get to a point to where you're going to have to pay.
How about the issue of affordability, both on the residential side and on the commercial side? Is that an issue for builders?
Housing affordability across the board is something that is top of mind with us always. I mean, it's at the forefront of just about any issue we get involved in. Because regulation, supply and demand, all affect affordability overall. And at the end of it, no matter what price point of house you're buying or what rent you're able to pay, the consumer pays for all of that on the end. So, yeah, affordability across the board is a big concern for us.
Aging in place is becoming quite a hot topic, a big trend among baby boomers. Is the area home building industry looking at that and responding?
Absolutely. For the past, I would say, 8 years, this is something that's been on our radar. We've been seeing this coming again for a long time. The aging population want to stay in their homes. They want to remain independent as long as they can. And our guys are ramping up to meet that need as it is growing. On the new construction side of things, you've seen several new developments come online, whether they be townhouse-type developments or the fourplexes that we've seen that are geared more toward those people who want to age in place. Also, take the stress off them for outside and exterior maintenance on their properties. We've seen those come across in different price points. Also, through our charity, the majority of the projects that we do in our community are for elderly or people who can't afford to make plate changes in their home where they're able to stay there because of a deteriorating health condition.
Todd Johnson is Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.